Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting from the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Thrash 'em.
Yes, we are going to do that all throughout this show.
Yeah, and like most of the Senate.
Yes. Oh, geez.
All of them.
I know. Where do you start? I'm not sure which one deserves it the most, but I think we could start here with Marjorie Taylor Greene, the one who does the best whiffling out of all of them. I mean,
so far,
she's the only one that is actually getting anything done or even putting the light on these cockroaches.
She's keeping the pressure.
Yep.
She's keeping the pressure and not just letting these things just go away.
Right.
So
she's doing her job. Yeah. She gets paid to do.
Yep.
And so listen to what she has to say about Trader Johnson. It says here that Mike Johnson will not be speaker. He just will not be.
Good.
There may only be two of us public right now, but he does not have the support of the conference at all. And she goes on to say that it's over. He's just the only one who hasn't acknowledged it yet. And she told Breitbart News exclusively that she is prepared to force House Speaker Mike Johnson out of his position with a vote to vacate the chair if the speaker does not willingly resign the position. And she says, yes, I am willing to force it.
Good.
So three cheers, because that's the kind of resolve you have to have. You can't just bring up these great ideas and let them fall by the wayside one after another and then keep on going as if something was accomplished. She's actually sticking to it and changing her tactics as to say, you know what, if you don't resign yourself, we'll go ahead and vote to vacate the chair.
We can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way.
That's right.
Because, you know, he had the chance, he had the opportunity, he had the leverage right there in his hands to force them to deal with our open border.
Yep.
And completely failed by giving money to Ukraine and saying, well, I attended a classified briefing and I became aware of things that, you know, other people should attend these briefings. Well, I don't know. What are they doing to you in there? I mean,
right.
Are they brainwashing you? Are they using hypnosis? Or are they, you know, but here's the thing. There's nothing so earth-shattering that would take place in a classified briefing about Ukraine that would make you abandon our own border.
Right.
Period.
Yep.
And so, anyway, I've said that before. I'm going to keep saying it.
Well, I'm just proud of her that she's willing to up the ante in her tactics.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what must be done. You've got to be willing, if stuff just keeps, you know, tumbling down and collapsing,
you
have got to be willing to run it through its entire course and force it, just like she said. So hooray for that. And I'm just glad to see it, because those are exactly the kind of tactics that are going to fix things instead of just allowing the truck to just keep dragging Americans along behind it. You know, so praise God for that.
Absolutely. That's exactly what's happening too. So, and you know, only one other person is being vocal about it, but like she said, the whole caucus is not happy with him.
That's right.
So, and it's sad that more are not stepping forward and speaking out.
Right.
But, you know, when the time comes for a vote, they want him out.
Right.
A lot of people want him out. We want him out. The American people want him out.
Right.
He went back on his word.
And see, that's pretty much the same kind of tactics that I'm going to be using with Article 4, Section 4, where when you put somebody on notice and you say, these are the crimes you're committing right here.
Right.
And you're now being put on notice that now you know, in case you didn't before.
Right.
You do now, and now you will be held accountable.
Here's your cease and desist order.
Exactly. And either you stop or we will prosecute you as of the very next action you take, you will be prosecuted for crimes. And so she's basically giving him the same option that I was talking about doing with Article 4, Section 4, where you force it, you force the crux of the whole scenario where they can't get past it.
Right.
You know, you have to force them into a corner where they must make one choice or another. And so she's giving him the good deal first. You can resign or we're going after you.
Yep.
So good for her.
All right. Well, that's what I like to hear. Hey, boys, we are at AmCon 2 right now, kind of watching what's going on in the world. We had an alert last night that multiple cities' 911 systems went down across multiple states and the entire state of South Dakota. So we're tracking that. Now, the last report was that these 911 systems are starting to come back up. But, you know, here comes the rumor control flying, the fiber optic lines cut, cyber attack. We don't know yet. At least I don't know yet. I haven't seen anything definitively saying what caused it. But, you know, really interesting with food supplies, you know, on fire, then industrial facilities blowing up, trains derailing. And, you know, it's all, I'm sure it's all just a coincidence.
Oh,
but,
Bridges being run into by various different huge boats.
Right. And we've got the Communist Chinese Party is at war with the United States, and we're acting like they are competitors in trade.
Right.
You know, and business competitors or something. So, oh, by the way, we got a clip actually talking about that in segment two about the dangers of the CCP. More and more people are waking up to it, but I mean, you know, will it be too late? How many of them are already operational, you know, inside the U.S.?
Right.
Not to mention the armies of cyber warriors that they've got out there. We'll find out with this 911 thing. Maybe we'll never know. We'll hear the official report from DHS, and then you can just pretty much dismiss that. Whatever the official report is going to be a bunch of smoke and mirrors.
Exactly, especially since after the break also, we're going to cover what actually happened with this whole thing with Trader Mayorkas. And
speaking of DHS. And,
yes. And so, yeah, we're going to get to that after the break. But before we do the word of the day, we just wanted to read part of a listener letter that we have received, and it was just great to read it, and so we thought that our listenership might enjoy it as well. It says here, "Good evening, JJS and LL. I'm still trying to wrap my head around last Friday's morning commute. It really put me in a spin. It was good, though, so I'm going back to it again. I'm in a desert here. There's no Bible study or discussions of faith. Everything is reduced to the most simplistic form. Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so. You both are literally a godsend. Thank you so much. I have noticed a real upswing in your campaign being on the offensive. It sounds great, and I hope that it is bearing fruit with each attack. I know that others are better financed, but this could be a year where the message is much more important than the money. Keep at it."
Oh yeah,
and so that was just very nice. That was a nice thing to hear, especially when we can hear that we are reaching people in remote areas of the world. This is outside the United States, and we're reaching them and being able to, you know, have Bible studies where they can hear the Word of God and have a good Bible study discussion with us on the other end.
Right. And to be a blessing and an encouragement to others, no matter where you are in the world. And, you know, like oftentimes we've said, we pray about it. And then you randomly turn asking the Lord, what do you want us to talk about today? And randomly turning to, you know, scriptures, we get into things that you don't hear from the pulpit.
Right.
You don't hear on, you know, Christian radio, you know, pastor so-and-so. It's, you know,
that's right.
It's about encouragement and not being discouraged and loving one another and all the other, you know, good
basic fundamentals. Yep.
But, we get into some pretty heady stuff sometimes.
Well,
and we kind of feel like forced into it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
No.
I mean, we're the meat eaters. You know,
yes.
we don't, our listenership is not the people that are still drinking milk. We are,
right.
we're into the meat. And so, proud to do it too. And so what he was referring to with last Friday's morning commute was the word of the day from, Romans chapter 9, verses 14 through 26, where we brought up the whole subject of God creating fodder people, you know, people that are made
yeah.
to be destroyed.
Yeah.
And
vessels.
Yes. And you know, where it describes that, for this very purpose, I have raised you up that I may show my power in you and that my name may be declared in all the earth. Therefore, he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills, he hardens. And so you could go back and look through those verses yourself. Again, that was Romans chapter 9, verses 14 through
yeah.
26. And it is. That is a very deep topic and,
yeah.
and something to take seriously and consider, because God is sovereign. And,
that's
and,
right.
And like it says in those verses, and what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. And
right.
and we are not to answer the Lord in any way, shape, or form, because it's up to him. Everything
yes.
he does is his own choice, and he's correct in everything that he does, regardless
right.
of what it is. And so, yeah, that's a trust God and shut up.
Exactly. Yep. Best way of putting it.
Yep.
That's how I would put it.
That's right.
That's good. I like it. Okay. So, glad that was a blessing. And, you know, we pray that we want to be a blessing to the listeners and that we're a blessing to the Lord too.
That's right.
You know, that make sure we don't put our foot in our mouth, or that we speak what he wants us to, and that he's with us.
Yep, that's right.
So that's a great testimony to hear. So,
yep.
All right. Well, we've got the word of the day for today. Another random turning.
Yes. Yep.
Okay,
random
good.
Turning, and the word of the day for Thrashakami Thursday comes to us from Psalm 69, verses 20 through 35, which reads: Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and their well-being a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their loins shake continually. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their dwelling place be desolate. Let no one live in their tents. For they persecute the ones you have struck, and talk of the grief of those you have wounded. Add iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull, which has horns and hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad. And you who seek God, your hearts shall live. For the Lord hears the poor, and does not despise his prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah. And that's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
That's Psalm 20?
That's Psalm 69, verses 20 through 35.
Oh, that's right. I got the 20. Okay, 69, 20 through 35. All right.
That's right. And this whole psalm is really great, because this is, you know, the Bible's greatest fighter, King David, right?
Right.
Describing... his urgent plea for help in a time of trouble.
Yes.
Where, you know, he's describing, let me be delivered from those who hate me.
Right.
And God hears him. You know, he says, hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies, and do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble.
Right.
And so it's just fantastic to know that the Bible's greatest fighter often felt like he had nowhere to turn.
Yeah.
You know, like he was up against nothing but enemies, you know, up to his neck in enemies.
Right.
Right. And yet there he was, a man after God's own heart, and God kept his hand over him nearly every single chance that he got, you know. So
even when he was chastising him, yep. Even when he was whooping him.
That's right.
You know, and it was still with mercy. But yeah, you know, and you can kind of get a sense of what David was feeling.
Right.
Right now, it feels like, you know, the enemies are everywhere and they're just vicious.
Yep.
And, you know, we really need to keep that in mind, that we need to be calling out for his protection, for him to defend and fight on our behalf.
That's right.
You know, because they're constantly scheming, and you know, they're just
relentless.
Yeah,
without a doubt. Well, and the Bible notes here describe that according to Matthew 27:34, gall and sour wine or vinegar were offered to Jesus during the agony of his crucifixion. And so here David is describing the same thing long before this ever happened with the Lord, right?
Right.
And so here he's being treated in this same manner when he's being persecuted, and it says they also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. And so it's a prophetic statement.
Yeah, because that's exactly what they did to Christ on the cross.
That's right. So in the time when he's being persecuted, this is what happens, and this is what these people deal your way, you know?
Right.
And so interesting that that is a repetition as well.
I like it.
Yep. Good. Interesting.
One. Okay.
Yep.
So Psalm
69,
verse
20 through 35.
There we go. All right. Good one. Yep. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Praise God.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready for the return of our King. He is alive, and we are going to see him in the not too distant future. I would
hope.
I would wager. I would guess. I would, hope. I like that.
That's right.
That's better than what I was going to say. All right, good deal. Well, yeah, check him out at JesusAppears.com, and stick around. Segment two coming right up. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHoladay for Congress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5. Welcome back, Christian Patriots. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hoping you're all off to a great and a safe commute. Oh, good morning, Lady Liberty, segment two here.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Thrash Call Me Thursday.
Thrash 'em.
And you wanted to hit the Israel topic right away. So let's dive into
that. Oh, yeah. Well, just a quick update here. You know, this is actually a couple of them. This is pretty cool. The U.S. House has passed a resolution condemning the phrase, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, because it is clearly an anti-Semitic phrase. And even members of Congress have said it. And which, by the way, Ilhan Omar, our resident Muslim in Congress, she is in danger of potentially losing her seat. Another Democrat, Don Samuels, is locked up with her, both of them at 41% in the
Woo-hoo!
Primaries.
Oh, fantastic.
So now, no, of course, you know, this guy, he's on the Minneapolis City Council. All right. So, you know, it's what are the odds that he's not going to be a full-blown communist? Right. But a communist Muslim, you know, is anything that's going to replace Ilhan Omar is going to be an improvement. I'll tell you that. Plus, just to take the wind right out of her sails would be really great. But here's what I wanted to focus in on with the what's going on in Israel. Listen to this. The UN Security Council is about to vote for a Palestinian state. The UN.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Security Council. They're just going to go ahead and do it. And of course, they're saying that only a U.S. veto can stop it. This is from the Discern report. So, yeah, the UN's just going to decide among themselves to create a Palestinian state. So,
wow.
It reminds me of Joel 3, verse 2, which says, I will also gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people, my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land.
Wow.
And so the UN is, every time they have another meeting and convene and put these resolutions together to vote on dividing up Israel, they're creating the noose they're going to be hung with.
Well, exactly. Because, you know, what's interesting about that declaration is what armies are they going to use to enforce that? Because clearly Israel's not going to just say, oh, okay, because right. We recognize you now as authority over all of us. They're not going to do that. And so obviously, if they're going to make some stupid resolution that, you know, that's the same thing as declaring war on Israel.
Right.
And saying we've already won and we're going to carve you up. They have not won anything.
No.
So now they're going to have to put their money where their mouth is and actually try to figure out how they plan to arrest this from the nation that owns it.
Yeah. So it's expected that the United States is going to veto it. I mean, that's pretty much everybody's saying this. That's what's expected. But the 15-member council is due to vote at 3 p.m. or 1900 Zulu time Friday on a draft resolution that recommends to the 193-member UN General Assembly that the state of Palestine be admitted to membership of the United Nations. A council resolution needs at least 9 votes in favor and no vetoes by the U.S., Britain, France, Russia, or China to pass. Diplomats say the measure could have the support of up to 13 council members, which would force the U.S. to use its veto, which, you know, the Biden regime is going to hate to have to do.
I'm not but, so sure that they would do that.
Well, I don't trust them. You can't trust them.
Right.
I mean,
right.
They've stabbed Israel in the back how many times now while they're sending billions of dollars, still sending supposed relief aid into Gaza, which is just going to Hamas. And they know
that's
it.
That's right. Yep. Wow.
So anyway,
wow,
it's going to be really interesting to watch what's
going to
happen.
Keep our eye on because then it's going to have to be enforcement. Same thing as what the UN does in the United States. They basically just put down all of these ridiculous policy recommendations, and it doesn't really get interesting or sporty until they try to enforce it.
Right.
And so once they try to enforce it, you know, then that's when, you know, everybody pulls out their weapons and
right.
and says, no, that's not the way it's going to be. So
you want to make a prediction about a nation that is going to cave in on itself? Algeria is the nation that put this draft resolution forward.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
God's going to take care of them.
Oh, yeah.
Just promptly.
If you are in Algeria, get out.
Right. Well, and here's an interesting development as well. Speaking of other worldly things happening in response to all of these globalist plans and schemes, right? We've got Georgia in chaos. It says, chaos is in full effect as protesters clash with police in front of the prime minister's official residence in Tbilisi. I'm sure I'm not saying that correctly.
Tbilisi.
Tbilisi. That's probably more accurate. Protesters demand the abandonment of the foreign agents law and ask that the prime minister come down and speak to them. And what they're talking about here is this foreign agents law is basically globalism. This is basically what the UN does to everybody. They go in and just assume position. They assume government roles.
Right.
And so it says here that critics argue that this could limit the work of NGOs and media and threaten freedom of expression by casting them in a negative light and enabling further government surveillance and control. Well, that's exactly what's going on, because who is harmed by the quote-unquote foreign agents law? Well, apparently the NGOs, which are, you know, that's like a public-private partnership, basically.
Right.
It's fascism. And so these NGOs, these NGO fascists in charge of recruiting mercenaries to fight against Russia, responsible for calls to impose sanctions against Moscow and open a second front against Russia in Georgia, that it would be a threat to them. And Georgian opposition, who are reportedly strongly supported by the United States. That's interesting development, because we've got the same garbage NGO crap going on here in the United States.
Yeah.
Through the Bidens.
Yep.
And as Guatemala has just pointed out, all of the child traffickers are basically NGOs and
yeah.
that are working for the United States. And so what else would be affected by them getting rid of this foreign agents law would be the U.S. Embassy and the EU delegation in Georgia. That's basically like us being able to kick the U.N. out of the U.N. building.
Right.
Wouldn't that be glorious?
Yes, it would.
And so this is what Georgia is fighting against right now. They're basically fighting the globalists that are trying to run their country.
Right.
They're saying, we're not going to have it.
Good.
And so the purpose of this foreign agents law is to limit activities of a wide range of entities and people that represent the interests of foreign structures and figures.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the United States needs to be doing to get rid of all these commies.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So three cheers for Georgia. Go get them.
Hurrah. Yeah.
Yep.
That's just good for you guys. Anybody's going to stand against globalists, communists.
Yep.
Godspeed to you, for sure.
No kidding.
And, you know, well, we have our own problems within our own government. And, you know, a wide open border, no thanks to, you know, NGOs, like you mentioned, that are facilitating this.
Yep.
With the UN.
It's all UN-based.
With the United Nothing behind them. Of facilitating it, funding it, and got their little puppet thing going, and it's just disastrous. So you try to hold the person accountable. They impeached Mayorkas in the House, went up to the Senate, and it basically went as predicted.
That's right. Well, and here's the clip that we have on that, just so that you could hear it. Now, by the way, this is the woman speaking is, good grief, U.S. Senator from Washington State, Patty Murray. Sheesh. And the man that's speaking, of course, you probably recognize his voice as he glares down his nose over his glasses, Chuck Schumer. And so listen to how they just totally sidestepped their job.
Yep.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 49. The point of order is well taken. Article 2 falls.
Madam President,
Majority Leader's recognized.
I move to adjourn the impeachment trial of Alejandro N. Mayorkas, sine die, and I ask for the yeas and nays.
On this vote, the yeas.
Just his voice is, both of them. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know. How awful. Well, and Marjorie Taylor Greene's statement about it was, Chuck Schumer just refused to hold a trial for the impeachment of Secretary Mayorkas, who is single-handedly responsible for carrying out Biden's deadly border invasion. I'm amazed that I had to threaten to force a privileged resolution vote on my articles of impeachment every single week in order to get the House to impeach Mayorkas.
Yeah.
It should not be this hard to bring accountability to those who are destroying our country. But it's even more outrageous that the Senate did not even hold a trial. Senate recorded vote was 51 to 49. So they skipped the whole trial and just took a vote.
Wow.
They didn't ask
him. They just voted not to have a trial, basically.
Yeah. They didn't ask him a single question.
Right. Not an opportunity to present the evidence.
Right.
Or hold him accountable. And you know, this I saw, I don't know, it was a headline or a meme or something somewhere, where basically the Democrats are willing to completely destroy the Constitution to protect Mayorkas.
Yep.
Because, well, they're communists.
Yep.
Democrats are communists. It's chock full of pedophiles, communists, Marxists, globalists, anti-American people that are working to destroy our country. And, you know, it's not an accident. It's not coincidence. It's clearly...
It's a coup.
You can clearly articulate that there is intent
yep.
behind what they are doing.
Yep.
And you don't put, you know, flour and eggs and sugar and everything together and go, oh my gosh, we have a cake. I'm so surprised. Wow. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
You put all the ingredients together for destroying the country and then try to say that you're not, you know, because, well, they're trying to protect their democracy is what they're doing. Which is
also illegal.
Which is the destruction of the republic.
Yep, that's right.
So there we go. Their own words. They yep. want to protect and defend their democracy.
Right.
There's the admission of guilt.
You know, and so like one of our listeners described on the channel, he said, Mayorkas's impeachment just rejected by Senate without any further action. Yeah, vote harder, pay your taxes, and support your local illegal alien family.
Right.
No yeah. kidding. No yeah. kidding. Vote harder with the Chinese-owned electronic voting machines, the Chinese-sent mail-in ballots that they sent through their cargo containers on ships by the millions.
Right.
And so, you know, that's the other question is, you know, are we going to have that added to this election here pretty soon? Or are they just going to use all of these illegal aliens that don't even have to show any kind of ID or proof who they are to just vote?
Why don't they just skip all of the charades and just go straight toward banning Americans from voting and only allowing illegal invaders to vote?
Well, why even vote at all? Why don't they just pick their candidate and say, this is how it is and this is who it is? And
right.
so here he is, we're going to just... you know, basically escort him to his new office.
Right. This would be just like having the Senate just vote on who the next president's going to be and call it done.
That's right. And so speaking of the Chinese disaster that is happening, we've got another clip here that is from the House Committee's hearing on defending the United States from Chinese Communist Party political warfare.
Yeah, somebody's got their head screwed on straight.
Yep, and that would be Representative James Comer. So listen to what he has to say.
The hearing of the Committee on Oversight and Accountability will come to order. I want to welcome everyone. Without objection, the chair may declare a recess at any time. I now recognize myself for the purpose of making an opening statement. Today's hearing is an opportunity to understand what the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, is and what it seeks to achieve in conducting warfare against the United States right now without having to fire a single shot. We will hear from three serious China experts with decades of experience in U.S. intelligence, national security, and the military about CCP political warfare. This will help the committee understand what federal agencies can and should be doing to safeguard the homeland. What is the CCP? It is the ruling authoritarian regime of China. While it is enslaving its own people in forced labor camps in China, it is also brazenly engaging in dozens of forms of warfare against America. Each warfare tactic seeks the destruction of our country. For decades, the CCP has sought to infiltrate and influence every aspect of American society. Chief among the party's tactics is political warfare. Political warfare is meant to influence the emotions, motives, and behavior of Americans in a manner favorable to China's objectives. By waging political warfare, the CCP seeks to weaken America so that we can not effectively fight in a kinetic war. According to the CCP itself, the battlefield will be everywhere. It already is. American sectors and communities targeted by the CCP include farming, business, K-12 schools, universities, research institutions, technology, energy, food supply, the defense industry, critical infrastructure, consumer goods, ethnic groups, religious communities, media, social media, Silicon Valley, Wall Street, and more. By getting Americans dependent on cheap and sometimes dangerous goods made in China, digital fentanyl like TikTok, and actual fentanyl, the CCP is determined to achieve its goal of defeating America on the global stage. If we don't understand what the CCP is and that this authoritarian regime considers America its main enemy, we cannot secure our country. The CCP's methods are unconventional and may be hard to recognize, but its destructive ambitions to manipulate American minds, conduct espionage, steal intellectual property and trade secrets, bring fentanyl into our country, and many, many more nefarious influence operations are actively being pursued right under our noses. China's goal is plain: to defeat America.
Right. So we have all of that going on. Well, thank goodness somebody's at least addressing it in the House.
And putting it on record.
Yep, that's right. Because the Border Patrol data just released in the first six months of fiscal year 24 shows that the Border Patrol has apprehended 2,096 Chinese nationals crossing illegally between ports of entry, and the overwhelming majority, which is 85% of them, were single adults. So that would be 20,868. And for context, fiscal year to date 24, with 6 months to go, has already exceeded the total of fiscal year 23, which was 24,125. And when compared to fiscal year 21, it's more than a 7,000% increase, which is what Marjorie Taylor Greene was describing the other day, that we're seeing now a 7,000% increase in military age single CCP men crossing our border.
Right. And they're crossing between ports of entry.
Yep.
Folks, these are not asylum seekers.
Nope.
There are Chinese people who hate communism, and they are coming here to seek asylum, and they are turning themselves in and declaring asylum. That's not who we're talking about. We're talking about people that want no contact with the Border Patrol. They want no record of them being here at all. They are evading any contact with authorities. And in it, you know, you put that up against the briefing that these sheriffs had in Washington, D.C., where they were informed that the Communist Chinese Party, the military, has safe houses in every state in America now.
That's right.
That is beyond alarming.
Yep. So, you know, this is where they have to do something about that as well. And so where do you even begin when you're not even sure where these people or how many have even crossed and where they have all ended up.
So and where all this is going to end up.
Exactly. Because really. If we don't know how many really have come across and we start exporting them as fast as humanly possible, how do we know we've got them all?
Well, if Trump got in and he started his exporting them all, that's probably when they would go operational if they don't do it beforehand to disrupt the election.
Right.
The
and
place.
So, yeah, we will surely need our military to be involved in that removal
we'll need
process.
Every citizen with a weapon to yep. be involved.
That's right.
I mean, it's, man, the damage that they could do.
It's massive.
And you don't have to be a prophet to see where this is heading.
Right.
You know, to connect all the dots, any rational thinking person can see where this is headed.
That's right.
And the only thing that really keeps us from completely wrapping our head around the scope of this dangerous situation that we're in is that it hasn't happened yet. So there's still a sense of normalcy. So you got right. the normalcy bias.
Right.
But once it's kicked off, it's like France, you know, 3 days after the Nazis invaded.
Right.
It's just like going to be a completely different world permanently.
Right.
And boy, God have mercy on us.
No kidding. That was what all this repentance, praying for forgiveness and mercy and full on repentance to the Lord, asking for help in turning back our enemies that they don't bring this nation crashing to the ground.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Well, that's a pretty disturbing update, but
to say the least.
Just, you know.
Wouldn't you rather know than not know?
Well, you got to be able to thrash commies with a clear conscience, right?
That's right. Well, we all need to be able to. We all need to be armed and fully prepared for when they drop the flag and decide to go operational in this
yeah.
nation.
And so, until then, yep. armed with information and armed with the sword of the word of God in your hand and
That's right.
in your heart
yep.
and in your head. So, well, until then, you guys be safe out there. Be vigilant. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time for the morning commute. We'll talk to you right here.
That's right. Oh, until then, from verse 30, we will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving.
Amen.
And with that, of course, we say you all have a thankful Thrash a Commie Thursday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.